Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday morning, made it to the weekend. Two more work days till Monday, and the harvest rolls on. The beef industry, a little upset with the president on his plan to buy beef from Argentina to help lower beef prices in the U.S. Arlen Suderman, chief commodities analyst for Stone X, says the president's post on Truth Social claimed credit for the high prices beef producers are experiencing.
Basically, he's attacking the cattle farmer for not lowering prices and for being upset. I think he's reacting to the emotions he's feeling from the cattle industry for talking about increasing imports from Argentina. And that reaction is creating more problems. Now, first of all, when it comes to Argentina, Argentina doesn't have enough surplus beef to make much of a difference in the U.S. market. I don't think we should be worrying too much about that. But they do have surplus for exporting. Much of that goes to China, and China's going to try to bid that away from us if at all possible. So I don't think Argentina is a big threat. Now, if you take off the 50% tariffs from Brazil, that might be a totally different story.
Here's what the president said.
We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down. The ranchers understand that. They're so happy for what I've done. I saved them. I don't think you'd have any beef in this country if I didn't do that. So we're very proud of that. Yeah, Brian.
His post about how cattle ranchers need to lower the price for beef and that they're just experiencing good prices today because of his tariffs, that's pretty unfounded. First of all, we've had high cattle prices long before he applied tariffs because we have a tight supply of cattle. We've got the lowest number of cattle in the United States that we've had in 74 years. Demand, though, is very strong in the United States for beef. We've got a good product, and today's consumer wants protein in their diet. And while the 50% tariffs on Brazilian beef are contributing to the higher prices in the United States, that's just a piece of the puzzle, and that is not the main cause. The main cause is the lower numbers and the strong demand that we have in the United States overall.
On AgriTalk yesterday, Sean Hackett.
I think they're scared to death about the holidays coming up and everyone paying extremely high prices for beef and the inflation. And, Trump's been a big thing about, I've reduced the inflation that Biden created. And of course, that has not occurred on beef. And so I think, when he comes out and makes a public statement that they need and want to get the beef price down, the cattle price down, they are very much worried about that test as we approach the holidays.
Yesterday, Ag Secretary Rick Rollins and other cabinet officials announced multiple actions they say will strengthen the American beef industry. This is Inside Agriculture. One quick break. We'll be right back with a check of markets.